Hello everybody, I am Patrick Sharkey, and with Highland Radio this week we will be celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week. On the series we will focus on different neurodivergent people from Donegal and further afield. So we talked to a 23-year-old Lifford woman, Ashley McCarkle, who is autism. Ashley is currently studying radiography in Ulster University. Ashley is going to talk to me about different challenges she faced with autism growing up and how she's overcome challenges, accomplished young adult she is today. And she's many different loves, including her cats. So you're very, very welcome, Ashley.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity to just talk about just neurodiversity and just to really get it out there.
Yeah.
Just to really spread awareness.
First of all, when did you learn you had autism? So,
you know what? It's something that, I actually got diagnosed, a couple of years ago. It's something I actually sort of, it clicked with me in adulthood, actually. It's just been, my mom, she told me that she knew from I was very young, but she didn't really want to say to me, because, she wouldn't have wanted me to feel singled out or... just that sort of thing. I feel like it would have been beneficial for me to get diagnosed as a young child, just because it would have helped me understand the challenges that I faced whenever I was young. So it's just one of those things. It just made sense in adulthood, and just with all the traits and just different things, that's really how it all clicked.
So did you have the support of your immediate family and friends?
Yeah, I definitely did have the support. In terms of I'd say so. Everyone's been very supportive. I have a lot of friends who would be on the autistic spectrum as well. Many of my friends would be autistic, and we actually tend to share a lot of interests and things. For example, I met loads of my friends whenever I was at Tech in the gaming society. I guess a lot of those people would have gaming as one of their special interests. So gaming has always been a huge interest of mine. So that's how I met those people. And I've had the support of my friends who have autism, and my friends who don't as well. But everyone has been really supportive, which is great in terms of my family and friends.
Did you think, that your struggles to confine with societal norms and your kind of neurodivergent way of thinking has kind of helped shape you into the person you are today?
Yeah, I definitely think that. Whenever I was growing up in school, I didn't really have a lot of friends. I would have been really, really quiet and would have felt very anxious. I didn't feel like I clicked with very many people at all, because a lot of people, they tended to have interests that they didn't really align with mine at all, because I would have been interested in very much my gaming, and I would have wanted to talk about like the things that I was super interested in, such as gaming and my collecting plushies and things, which is one of the things I love to do. And I just in terms of making conversation, I didn't really know where to start. I didn't know how to come into conversations and things, and it just would have really overplayed in my head, and it made me really anxious. So I would have tended to be I would have isolated myself a bit throughout school. So I wouldn't have had a lot of friends throughout school, but it was only whenever I went to Tech that I was actually able to meet people that I knew had autism, as they told me, and that's just something they were open about. And then it just all sort of, it really clicked then, that led me to getting support and psychiatric support as an adult, and finding out myself that I am on the autistic spectrum. So yeah.
And you mentioned there, maybe different struggles there, but do you feel at times you would have masked your true persona?
Yeah, very much so, 100%. In terms of things such as I would have certain things, a thing that even non-autistic people would have, but I would stim a lot. I would sort of rock back and forth to sort of comfort myself, and I would shake my hands, and I would just do these things to sort of comfort myself. And I would have been so hyper aware of these particular things whenever I was younger, and I would have felt really embarrassed. So I would have tended to just not, like, honestly, just not do them. And, doing it to relieve tension and things, like, it just would have really, it was just really stressful for me. I would have definitely masked a lot growing up, but not so much as an adult.
So before we go, given that autism is a lifelong disability, and, you know, now that as an adult, you found out you had autism, well, maybe as a child, yeah, you didn't know you had it. So do you think, you know, is it tougher as an adult or is it easier?
I think understanding, I think it's easier that I understand it and that I'm able to get through those hurdles. Although I have had a lot of struggles in terms of my mental health. I've had struggles whenever I've been on placement and things that my mentors have just sort of noticed and they've asked, like, am I okay? And I've explained that I have some sensory issues as a result of being autistic. Like, sometimes just a lot of things going on at once, and I just explained and just said that I needed a bit more support, and just a bit more practice on placement things, just for me personally. So that's something I feel like I struggled with. I also really, honestly, up until just a couple of years ago, I would have really struggled with communication as well, just in terms of, well, relating to people and just, like, again, not really knowing where to start in terms of conversations. But I think it's just something that I've been able to get over with, I'd say, practice. I would rehearse conversations a lot in my head, but since I've gotten so used to this, it's just far easier for me to navigate life as an adult, I guess.
Yeah, so great to have you on.
Thank you. It's great to have this opportunity to just talk about my experiences, so thank you.
That's it for today's podcast. Join us for more on Neurodiversity Celebration Week tomorrow.